Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Time to catch up with the Mindful Doctor. She's online with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth. How are you?
I'm really well, Neil. How are you?
I'm going very well, thank you. We're going to talk about IBS. Now, I know from the ads on TV that stands for Irritable Bowel Syndrome. What is it?
So that is correct. IBS stands for Irritable Bowel Syndrome. It's a functional gastrointestinal disorder, and it's characterised by a number of different symptoms, which vary from person to person, predominantly abdominal pain and discomfort. An altered pattern of bowel motions is quite common, and it usually swings between diarrhoea and constipation.
Now, is it hereditary or is it based on diet?
So anyone can actually get it, Neil. The cause is unknown. However, there are certain things that probably trigger an attack, things like medicines, environmental factors, including stress, food intolerances, infections can also trigger an attack.
Okay, is it something that is, the older you get, more susceptible you are to it?
Not necessarily. It's really a blanket term when we get to the bottom of our diagnostic sort of umbrella. So therefore, we call it a diagnosis of exclusion. We need to rule out other things that may be causing the symptoms of abdominal pain, discomfort, things like diverticulitis, inflammatory bowel disease, infection or celiac disease.
And what treatments exist?
Because it's such a broad diagnosis and the causes can be many, the treatment really is all about management and it's tailored towards the individual. Dietary changes are really important. Often FODMAPs containing food, may need to be avoided. So it's really important to actually have a dietitian involved in the care of these individuals. Other things that can help with the symptoms include things like pain relief, antispasmodics, antidiarrheal medications, and of course lifestyle, including stress management.
Okay, so I guess if anyone's listening to this and are experiencing some issues in their gastrointestinal system, get it checked out. That's the main message here.
Definitely. While IBS in itself is not a dangerous disorder, other things that could be causing similar symptoms are like bowel cancer or inflammatory bowel disease. So it is really important not to just accept that that's your normal pattern. Go and see your doctor. You may get relief or you may get diagnosis of something else.
Okay, I'm with Dr. Gabrielle Staniforth, the Mindful Doctor. We're talking about IBS, Irritable Bowel Syndrome, this morning. As always, thank you for your time, thanks for the insight, and have a good day.
Have a good day, Neil. It's great to have you back on the radio.